providing Houston sports radio excellence for 14 years and counting. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 on Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. Live from Wildcat Golf Club for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Nick Caserio gave some insight into what he thinks of the rookies. What do you think of the rookies so far, the Texans rookies?
Jordan's coming around a little bit. You know, starting to have a little bit of production. That's good. Davis Mills is still a work in progress. I'm not willing to. I think he is who he is. I think he's an NFL backup to potentially a low-end starter. But he might become more. I just don't think it will be as a Houston Texan. Not if he's going to become more. I think a different quarterback will be here. Garrett Wallow, does he play?
No, he's played 15 snaps all year.
Okay, you have Garrett Wallow.
Well,
Nico Collins, I think Nico Collins has been okay.
Yeah.
You know, he's okay. He shows some signs. Roy Lopez has been
okay. He's the best one so far.
Yeah, value-wise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sixth rounder that's starting.
I asked the Jets about what they thought. I said, not bad. You know, hustles, like not a guy that you want in there as a full-time starter on a great team. But you said he's playing pretty well. And you know, what teams look at is they always look at guys. They say, this is who we want to be. Does this guy fit who we want to be? And if he doesn't, then he's a piece to when you get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. Roy Lopez is a rotational defensive tackle. On an average NFL team, and I'm good with that. That's a good pick by. I think he's better than I expected him to be. I wrote Roy Lopez up. Well, yeah, I would say he's outperforming what I expected of him. I thought he'd be a backup, and he's performed better.
Well, he's a starter on the Texans. Doesn't mean he wouldn't be a backup on other NFL teams.
Yeah, he might be.
Yeah.
He might be a backup on other NFL
teams. There'd be
some teams he would not be a backup.
He's a sixth rounder. What, DJ Reader was a fifth rounder, I want to say?
DJ was a fifth.
Fifth rounder.
Fifth or sixth. But now DJ, I watched Roy Lopez. I wrote him up as about a sixth rounder. I watched DJ Reader, and I'm like, ooh, this guy's got some talent. He was great at the Senior Bowl. Like, his issue is his dad passed away. His senior year of college.
Fifth round, 166th overall.
Yeah, he kind of left the team because he was having some psychological, you know, some coping issues with his dad passing away, things like that. So DJ Reader had some things that you would say, okay, you understand. DJ Reader came from Clemson. Roy came from, I think, New Mexico. New Mexico or New Mexico State, Roy Lopez. But yeah, Roy's done a nice job. Roy's done a nice job. I think Nico is, you know, coming along. Brevin Jordan's still a work in progress. We'll find out. But, you know, he scored two touchdowns so far?
Nine catches, 80 yards. Not bad.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Nick's been okay. I hated the way he handled his draft. The multiple trades to move up for guys like Mills and
Wallow
was, to me, just made no sense. And I think if he had it to do all over again, he would certainly do it differently. And I think he maybe panicked a little bit. But
I don't know. Speak for him. He may be thrilled with what he got. You don't know.
Yeah, but he was able to move all those picks and get Wallow. Okay, cool. I love the character too. He's an incredibly high character guy.
Did he get suspended? Has Garrett Wallow ever been suspended for a game?
No.
No, he hasn't.
Garrett Wallow is a high character, high football character guy.
I mean, it seems like there's an epidemic of guys being suspended
there
for games for the Texans.
Yeah.
And Garrett Wallow has not caught
He's not one of them, but he also doesn't play. But there was also a discussion between Texans fans yesterday that I somehow got added into about Davis Mills and the drafting of Davis Mills and how dumb it was and this, that, and the other. And I weighed in and just said, look, here's the reason why I didn't like to pick a Davis Mills, because if the argument is, what's wrong with Davis Mills in the third? He was drafted to be a backup. No, you don't draft a backup quarterback when you have need at every position.
Mm-hmm.
You find starters in the third round, so you don't draft a backup quarterback. That's disingenuous. They drafted him because they – thought he could be a starter, and worst case scenario, he's a backup. And actually, that's still a relatively likely scenario. Worst case scenario should not be. I don't know that that's a fair statement, because that was a more likely scenario than Davis Mills becoming a good NFL starter. With that said, we were way too soon to make pass any judgments on Nick Caserio. You know, the free agent, he was left with nothing.
Nothing.
Very little.
A third
he was
rounder.
Left with nothing in from a draft standpoint. Yeah. Let's give him time. Whether a player plays well or doesn't play well, he still needs time to do what he's going to do and implement what he's going to be. We'll have some jokes about, you know, he doesn't answer any questions. I don't like that. I don't think you need to be like that. You can answer a question without giving away trade secrets. Jack is obviously a clown. You know, you got an owner who is just incompetent. But I do think Nick Caserio should be given a little bit of a pass this year and that we judge him after 3 years. I think, you know, he's faced with something incredibly difficult, which is losing a high-impact quarterback. Let's see what he gets for Deshaun Watson when he gets these draft picks, what he does with those draft picks, and let's see how these other guys develop.
What do you think about starting an article this morning in Texans Wire, which is a, I guess it's a USA Today.
Yeah, it's a fan site.
Yeah, it's a fan site, USA Today fan site. Uh-huh. Starting Davis Mills.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I have no problem with
it. I mean, if Tyrod Taylor was playing well, I'd say, oh, you know what?
This idea about you play to win the games with Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor's not going to be is not obviously having an impact on winning, really. So why not at some point here in the near future just finish up your one-year look at Davis Mills? What's wrong with that? Let's take a look and see what Davis Mills has learned since he's been on the bench and Tyrod has been back and he's watched another quarterback play after he played. You know, you can watch Tyrod Taylor play from the bench as a rookie with no game experience.
But why would you want to watch Tyrod Taylor?
No, but the point I'm making is I think you take in more once you've actually had game experience and you've experienced things,
yeah.
You've seen things. Now you go back to the bench, I think you see the field differently. When Tyrod Taylor's playing, you start to see things that you wouldn't have recognized as a rookie just sitting on the bench the whole year because you hadn't experienced it. He's actually experienced some things. I'm interested to see, coming off the bench, if there's a new Davis Mills. Does he start to look to the second level a little bit more? Maybe not everything be check down stuff. You know, how does that impact him as a quarterback? I think it's unlikely that he becomes a good NFL starter, but I know Tyrod Taylor is not going to be a good NFL starter. I know he is not the long-term solution for your Houston Texans. I know he's probably not a future backup for the Houston Texans. So if all that's the case, and you're going to tell me about winning, get F out of here with winning. Winning schminning.
No, but you don't want to lose that locker room. Here's the deal, though.
No, compete.
I don't think you switch to Davis Mills and you lose the locker room.
What,
not the way Tyrod's playing.
Lose the locker room. Who's going to be in this locker room in 2 years?
Yeah, well, but even still.
A handful of players. It's crazy that a World Series team like the Astros in 17 had like four players left from an entire roster. And that was a World Series team. How many players do you think are going to be on this? If you lose a locker room because you go to a rookie who's preparing and doing what he has to do on a team that can't win and all that stuff, these aren't guys I care about anyway,
no.
Honestly. If I'm Nick Caserio, I'm like, you know, some of you guys, you guys are playing hard, but we're trying to do what's best for our roster. So take a look at him. And if he can't play, all right, you know, we're going to make quarterback a higher priority or we're going to go in a different – or we're going to change up how we approach quarterback next year and look for a different bridge quarterback because it's definitely not going to be – I don't think Tyrod Taylor comes back.
No.
For what? Well, what's the point?
For who? For what? Well, if you don't get that quarterback with the second overall pick, then
go
yeah.
Get a different quarterback. Go see if you can pry away Case Keenum.
Then you can't play a young guy.
No.
Case, then you can't.
Strangle.
No. Now you can play a young guy with Tyrod Taylor. That's exactly why Tyrod Taylor.
But Case
might be
Keenum
back.
Does give you a better chance of winning. So if you had a Case Keenum and you want to draft a quarterback, then what that means
winning.
Is Davis Mills. Maybe you move him for a fourth
round
pick.
We just want Case Keenum. We don't care about winning. why this Texans segment? Stop. Okay,
it's a fair question. It's a fair question.
There are NFL team in the city. That's our NFL team in the city, and we can't have a segment to talk about them. Goodness gracious! Do you know what every other radio show is doing around the country? They're talking about their NFL team, and we can't even have a segment on the Texans. Stop. We're gonna do a whole two segments on them someday. We're gonna do a two segment show. Okay, so that's going to happen right here on ESPN 97.5. That's a threat, too. That is a threat that we'll do two segments on the Texans someday. I'm going to tell you this, Mark Klein, he don't care. What he cares about is jewels. What he cares about is diamonds. He's ready to get you those diamonds. We're going to have We're going to have the Christmas party at Klein's on December 24th.
Wait, what are you doing, John?
It's the 4th of February.
It's so hot outside.
I got the 4th of July because I'm hot right here with the sun beating on us. Here's the deal is we're at Wildcat Golf Club on December 24th. We're going to be at Klein's for the Christmas party, and that's where you can pick up that diamond for her, but go now, order it. Now, I've already ordered mine, Mark. You got mine in yet?
You know, that was a tough one, and yes, I did take care of it.
Yeah, no, don't nobody tell Wendy, but she's getting some jewelry from clients this year. It's what I do, and she loves it. Mark will make the best deal for you and get exactly what you want. I told him what I wanted. I sent him a picture of what I wanted. What'd you do, Mark? You went and got it.
Yeah, I figured it out. I've been doing it for you since about 1998, so we're obviously doing it good. She loves my jewelry, which is great. Anything in jewelry. Diamond pendants, diamond earrings, and diamond bracelets. We specialize in it. We make it right there in the store. There's diamond studs. If you have, like, jewelry that you want to trade in that's just sitting in a box, you can bring it in and trade it in towards your new purchase for this year. Anything in jewelry. If you have a picture of something you want made, we can make it. Whatever you want. We do all the work right there in the store. We manufacture it right there in the store. So you're buying it at a wholesale price to the public. My prices are better than anywhere else in the city. You can call me on the phone at 832-316-1388. We're going to quote you over the phone. I had a guy yesterday, ESPN listener, he called me and he said, hey, look, I'm looking at this diamond online. And I said, okay, well, just give me the price. Give me the color, the clarity, the size, what it is, and I'll give you the price over the phone. My price was better, so he's coming in today to get it. Anything
awesome.
In jewelry is best price in the city of Houston.
832-316-1388 or get there 5868 Westheimer Road. It's Klein's Jewelry.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. I want to tell you about TGS Insurance and how you can shop extremely quickly for homeowners insurance. It's something that would usually take a couple of hours if you went through the process of shopping. Let's just say 3 to 4 companies, and I know that because I've done it. The time you have to sit on hold, especially now through all these, you know, press 1 if you'd like to do this. Press 2 if you'd like. How about you just text the word money to 232323, and what that's going to do for you is immediately put your address in front of a variety of A-rated homeowners insurance companies. So you're getting great coverage, but you're also, through their algorithm, able to shop multiple companies in just 15 seconds. Within 15 seconds, you're going to get a firm quote texted back to you, and you can find out how much it could be costing you right now for your homeowners insurance. And why that's important? Well, the average savings right now is about $900 annually when you switch to TGS Insurance's aggregated approach. Text the word money to 232323 and get A-rated insurance for a fraction of the cost for your homeowners. Make sure you go with TGSinsurance.com.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got thoughts on this college football thing? You're about the college coaches. You got thoughts about we haven't even talked about the college football playoff committee. We touched on it. We can do that again. We've got Aaron Taylor's going to join us at 9 o'clock right here. That's about 40 minutes away. Big Notre Dame guy and college football analyst for CBS. So we.
He's become a personal friend over the years. I'm such a big Aaron Taylor fan. I mean, he's good at what he does, the work he puts in. The Joe Moore Award that I always talk about, he started it because Joe Moore was his offensive line coach at Notre Dame. And Joe had such an impact on Aaron's life and the way that he grew as a man and the person that he was, that he wanted to honor his offensive line coach by creating this award. It's an award that Nick Saban calls the most important award in college football because it's the only award that honors a team and a unit instead of just an individual player. He spends hours watching tape and preparation for his games, and he's got a great life story too that I might get into here with life after football. You know, he had alcohol and drug problems because he was dealing with massive amounts of depression because his life as he knew it was over, right? I mean, his identity was tied up in being a football player. What happens when you're in your 30s and everything you know is gone? Like, that life is gone. Now what? And we saw it happen with Marcus Coleman, where Marcus had to figure out, you know, he was our guy. But Marcus had to figure out, well, now what? Well, there's so many athletes who go through that where since they've been kids, they've been groomed and been striving to reach this level. And then what happens when all that's done and you're 33 years old and everything that you've done pointed to in your life is now over? Like, what do you do now when you're 33, 34 years old? Aaron went into a real spiral, and listening to him talk about it and how he came out of it and how he helps other players is it's a really fascinating topic, because, you know, so many people, their identities are tied to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
From a work standpoint.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people. I mean,
oh.
You know, a lot of people.
The majority of NFL players are broke. The majority are broke 4 years after they leave the league. Mm. Broke. Just broke. I heard a crushing story about a big name yesterday. It's just unbelievable.
Sage?
Not Sage. Okay. Not Sage. No, right. Not Sage. Let's get – who is it, Aaron, that's waiting? Chris wants to talk about Caserio and his draft. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love your show. Hey, so I have two serious questions. So Lance, what do you think the realistic – because I do know, I agree with you 1,000%, Caserio's draft, you know, it was the first one, you know, give him a little bit of a pass. But what do you think the fair, realistic amount of draft to say, like, all right, this guy has thumbs up on his draft or thumbs down? For me, I think we have to give him this next one and then one more to kind of see, so two more drafts to kind of see how he is. And then get your thoughts on that. And then my second serious question is, John, since you're at Wildcat, what time's an appropriate time to start getting into those silver bullets? And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I mean, there's never a bad time. I don't think there's a matter of appropriate, inappropriate. There's never, ever an inappropriate time for you to start. Like I said, I've always said, and this is a lifelong mantra, you can't be drunk all day unless you start in the morning. So there is no time that's a bad time for a Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Now,
I thought that would be the case.
Yeah, I mean, that was the favorite.
I thought that was going to be the case. No, I thought it was going to be.
Don't think that there haven't been
open-ended
plenty of 9 a.m. Coors Lights taking a trip for, you know, to see a football game. Or
well, I get a football game, but golfing. Are you drinking beers when you got an 8:30 tea time?
It's a 10:30 tea time today. There will be beers cracked.
But I mean, 8:30 tea time.
8:30 tea time. Yeah, but it depends. I mean,
you're not drinking Coors Light.
Listen, how hard is it going to be to get steady over the ball from the night before?
But you started the turn.
So you might.
You started the turn.
No.
Why does alcohol steady a shaky drunk?
Because
usually that's people who are.
Your blood back to normal.
But isn't that
your blood,
a surefire sign of alcoholism? If you have to drink so that your hands stop shaking?
Yeah. I don't know about alcoholism per se.
No, I am specifically.
But
bringing
that
into
let's bring our blood alcohol level
if
back.
If you're shaking nonstop and you have to drink so that you don't shake, I've seen that on movies.
It depends on what happened the night
before. Wasn't
that
in Leaving Las Vegas with Nicolas Cage?
Oh, I think my dad's bar. There were guys that were waiting outside for 7 in the morning when he opened up.
I don't doubt that.
No.
As far as draft, I'm with you. I think 3 years, I think that's really any GM. But I think 3 years, especially because that will include – potentially 2 years worth of draft picks for a Deshaun Watson trade. Because I think whatever you get for Deshaun is going to span over 2 years, the draft picks. So I think, and even then, you won't, you know, the players aren't fully developed, but I think we'll have a feel for after 3 years. He's got a 6-year deal. Cal, as we've discussed in the past, I mean, all Jack Easterby has to do is say, yeah, isn't he doing great? Man, this guy's doing a great job. Let's just go ahead and give him 3 more years. I mean, before you know it, Nick's going to be on a 9-year deal. That's going to happen. But so hopefully he does a good job. I want to bring up this scenario. I was listening.
On the other side.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Let me give you a little teaser. We come back, I am going to trade Deshaun Watson to another NFL team and take a quarterback back in return. And I am very curious to see what your thoughts will be about this quarterback and what the trade compensation would look like as well. Because I'm not sure we're going to see it the same.
Okay. We'll do that on the other side, live from Wildcat Golf Club here at the Occasional Invitational, where we are going to be all day long, broadcasting live and playing golf. And if you want to get on out here and play with us, you still can do that. All you have to do is hey, what am I doing this morning? Nothing. Why don't I go play and help raise money? We're raising money for charity. We are playing golf. We've got all the libations. We've got food. We've got it just good, clean fun for the whole family right here at Wildcat Golf Club. So come on out. Courtney will get you set up. If you're not signed up, you can still get out here and sign up and play with us today. Doc Linville is not going to be able to get here. He was here last. I think it was when did we do this in the summer? We did this in the summer too, didn't we? I think we'd done this more than maybe it was last year at this time that Doc Linville was out here. But he is busy, busy, busy because Doc Linville is a plastic surgeon. He not only does hair, he does all kinds of plastic surgery for women, and this is a great time to do it with your insurance and everything else. The end of the year is so busy for all doctors, especially surgeons. So he is swamped right now, so he's not able to be out here. But he's not too swamped to take your call when you go to 975hair.com and you get your free consultation, and that's not always the case. Listen, if you're not a 97.5 listener, you're not getting a free consultation. So that's a big advantage for you there. But if you're looking for hair, the best place to go is go see my man, Doc Linville. He is the best. You'll love the results. You'll love everything about it. You've got hair again. So please, you're looking for the best way to get that hair back on the top of your head. One place to go, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
So when it comes to plumbing, air conditioning, car repair, you always want to have somebody that you can trust. You know, you're so worried that somebody's going to screw you over. And the reason you're worried is because they will. Companies will screw you over if you don't know. That's just a fact. It's happened to me before in different things. It doesn't happen in plumbing because I've got Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You can find their website at thebenchplumbing.com. But we're telling you right now, you finally have someone that you can trust with your plumbing needs. And plumbing needs means fixing it could be fixing a faucet, a leaky faucet. It could mean repiping underneath the home, get a one-day repipe. It could mean moving or installing your gas piping as well. Yes, that's a plumber does that. It could be for remodels. It could be for new home purchases where you're building it yourself. I'm just telling you that Aqueduct Plumbing Company can handle any and all of those issues. Make sure that you get our friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. For more information, go to the website, thebenchplumbing.com.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So when last we left you.
Yeah, we're going to play a little game. We're going to play, it's a game that's often played called What to Do with Deshaun Watson. This has been a game that's been sweeping the nation since approximately January of 2021, and continues to be played now in November. Oh, I'm sorry, December. Can you believe it's almost been a year since Deshaun Watson said, get me out of here? It's been
Six years. Seems like it's been nonstop talk about it.
It has.
You know?
I'm gonna alter it a little bit, okay? We've been assuming Deshaun to Miami. What happens if Miami says, you know what? Tua's doing okay. He's finding Jalen Waddle now. At least last week he did. We're going to roll with Tua for a little bit longer, and we're going to see what happens. What if they say that? And Deshaun so far, you know, we know he wants to go there. I don't know who the no-trade clause, I don't know who he's willing to lift the no-trade for. Here's the teams that I think for certain are going to need quarterbacks. Matt Ryan supposedly is going to be a cap casualty. Let's just throw Atlanta in there. New Orleans is a yes. Pittsburgh Steelers are a yes. I'm going to say Philadelphia is more than likely a yes. When I say yes, need quarterback, not necessarily yes from Deshaun Watson. Denver Broncos, could be a yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely a yes. They need a quarterback.
I would say Detroit Lions need quarterback. You're not going to do anything else in the, with the Jets. Washington needs a quarterback. Giants might need quarterback or might be willing to pull the trigger on a new quarterback.
Lions need a quarterback.
Yeah, so.
Vikings?
Browns?
Browns might need a quarterback.
Browns, Vikings. Vikings. Here is the team that I'm going to throw at you.
Texans?
Yeah, Texans do need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Do you think he would lift his no-trade clause to be dealt to
the 49ers?
Ta-da! The Seattle Seahawks. In exchange for a guy who is unhappy there and is not playing his best football in Russell Wilson.
Well, the
Wilson.
Thought is they are going to trade Russell Wilson.
That is the thought, and that's why I bring this up. It's time to discuss what your opinion is of a Deshaun Watson for Russell Wilson, because I'm going to assume that Russell Wilson is not at the end of his rope. Russell is 33 years old. He could be declining, there's also no guarantee that Russell Wilson – it's not a great situation there, and Russell's kind of making it bad on his own by doing – you know, the over-scrambling has become an issue for Russell Wilson.
Well, and here's the deal. Is he's – you know what? He's over-scrambling, and he's not nearly as good a scrambler as he was before when he was younger.
Right.
So, and that's going to be on the decline.
Russell
even,
has 2 years left on his contract. He's got 2 years left. So, what about the idea of trading? Because I don't think Russell Wilson has a no-trade clause. What about if Deshaun said, yes, I will waive it for Seattle, Deshaun Watson to Seattle in exchange for Russell Wilson? You got a high-character guy. He'll fit the Jack Easterby model. He's obviously still a good core, better than anything Houston could find.
I need a lot more than
you'd
just
have two
Russell
guys
Wilson.
Of a high character, obviously. You'd have two years of a high character football player. What about the idea of doing a quarterback swap? Now, my guess is you would get a first and a second in exchange as well. Because what Seattle's going to get is a younger quarterback. He's more expensive. So these are all sliding scales for compensation. Okay, younger, that means more value for compensation. More expensive. Less conversation, a little longer contract. In this instance, a lot of times it hurts your conversation. I would say that's a benefit for the quarterback position because you know you've got the quarterback.
Yeah, I want a guy that I know is going to be here.
So what if I told you you get Seattle's, and actually I'm not sure Seattle has a first-round pick because they usually deal their first-round picks. I think they have one this year, though. What would you do? Check and see if Seattle has a first this year because a lot of times – well, actually, they're usually trading out, so they should have a first-round pick. So what would you say about taking Seattle, who's going to have, at worst, a mid-round selection for you this year? They're not a good football team.
No.
And they play in a tough division. Would you take a mid-round, first-round selection this year, a second-rounder next year, and flip-flop Deshaun Watson for Russell Wilson? Doesn't mean you've got quarterback solved. It just means you have it solved for the short term.
Yeah,
You got a lease to buy with Russell Wilson.
It doesn't look like they have their first round pick next year. The Texans are third right now. They should be. I don't think they have a first round. No pick acquired from the Seattle Seahawks. Nope, Jets got it. Jets got their pick.
Jets got it for. I'm trying to remember what.
For Jamal Adams.
Thanks. That's right.
Yep.
Dummies.
Yep.
Trading all that away for a safety.
God. Dumb. And now look at – and it's going to be – could be a top five pick this year.
Wow.
For Jamal Adams.
Wow.
Wow.
A box safety who rushes. Okay.
How's
their first rounder next year. Not the 2022.
No,
would
but
you
they're going to be better with Deshaun
Watson. Would you take the second this year and the 2023 – I know, that's the problem. Would you take a second next year, 2023 first rounder for Russell Wilson?
No.
You would not.
Nope.
Now, you're assuming, obviously, that you get
I'm only going to have Russell Wilson for 2 years.
That's the problem.
Yeah. No,
that's the problem.
I'm not doing that deal.
Okay, what if they said, we'll give you – I'm trying to think if there's a player they could also trade you. I'd have to look at their entire – I'd have to look at their roster, but let's say they gave you maybe a guy like Alton Robinson, a pass rusher, a defensive end, and they threw in – they made it 2 second-round picks, so – you got the second this year, the first and the second next year, a defensive end, and Russell Wilson. Is that even enough? Or are you still looking for? Are you looking for more?
Yeah. Whose computer?
Nothing. No one's moved anything.
You can hear that, Aaron? You can hear that buzz?
Yeah, we're in the same position we've been in for.
I know. Yeah. It just started.
It's nothing we can do.
Nice job, Tyler.
So would you do that?
You put your drink down. Pick your drink back up. The other one.
Oh, it's gone.
You see?
It's not the drink.
It was. He picked it up and it went away.
Would you do that deal?
Heck no.
You still waiting?
I'm still.
So there's not really a deal that
I want a
that
young quarterback. I don't. Russell Wilson doesn't excite me.
Now, Russell Wilson could be your quarterback for the next 5 years.
Now
you could end up doing a 3-year extension with him.
Let's do something
with
San Francisco and take Trey Lance.
Why would they give you Trey Lance?
Because I don't. They don't know that Trey Lance is going to be a quarterback. We know Deshaun Watson is a quarterback. They can win right now with Deshaun Watson. Actually, they would be a Super Bowl contender with Deshaun Watson.
They could trade Trey Lance. Okay. So in your scenario, they trade. Now, they would have to feel not great about Trey Lance to deal him.
Yeah.
So because they'd have to say, because what they've got is Trey Lance on a rookie deal, which gives them a lot of leeway. So if they think Trey can play, they wouldn't want to do that deal. And they may not want to do that deal. But if they say, we love Trey Lance, but we really love Deshaun Watson. Let's just say that Shanahan and his crew said that. It'd be interesting for them because they could then trade Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. They could bring back – I think Garoppolo's still under contract next year. That would bring back you'd get some draft capital back for Garoppolo. You have to check his contract too, but I think he still has another year. You get draft capital back for Garoppolo. You could send Trey Lance, which would lessen the amount of draft capital you have to send out. Yeah, I mean, I would be interested in that.
That I'd be
Houston
much
Texans.
More interested in.
Now,
that.
I'm not going straight up Trey Lance for Deshaun Watson. Nope.
No.
Not interested.
No. No, I'm not. No.
What would they be willing to pay? 2 firsts and Trey Lance?
Oh, you got Jimmy. No, you got one more year on Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
2022. So, yeah, you can trade him as well. You'd have those.
Jimmy Garoppolo would go to a team, probably get a third rounder, and the team would probably re-up him. You know, a team like Atlanta, team like New Orleans would make sense to do something like that. Team like Houston.
Might make some sense.
But you wouldn't trade.
No, you wouldn't trade Lance.
But that's independent of, let's say they want to keep Trey Lance. What about Houston dealing Deshaun Watson to some other team, but then Houston targeting Jimmy Garoppolo and extending him? It wouldn't be a popular move. You get Jimmy for a year and you give him a 2-year extension. So you have Jimmy for 3 years.
Opposed to doing that, I'd rather do a Trey Lance. I'd rather do a Kenny Pickett. I'd rather do a young guy. I want a young guy.
I wouldn't count on Trey Lance.
I want a young guy.
I wouldn't count on Trey Lance.
I want a young guy.
Okay.
I don't want a Russell Wilson. I don't want a Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
That's just, they're Band-Aids.
Okay.
Because they ain't going to be here
then
long.
Then you just sit tight and draft.
Okay, yeah.
And whatever you
but I still need draft picks, so I got to find a way to get Deshaun Watson.
I just wanted to. I just wanted to gauge what your interest would be in a Russell Wilson.
Yeah, no, it's not. I don't. I think Russell Wilson to the Saints. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Steelers makes a ton.
Steelers makes sense.
I think Russell Wilson. You get a character guy who is. I think Russell Wilson to the Steelers is a really, really good move. Personally, I think Russell Wilson to the Browns would be a good move, but I mean, what do you do with Baker? I don't know that they want Baker in return. But if they're going to move him, they need a quarterback too. That's why the whole move with Deshaun Watson is so intriguing, because Texans get a veteran with some years still left who is the kind of personality you want in the locker room, I would assume. And for Seattle, they get their new young guy. Like, obviously for Seattle, I could see them loving the possibility of that.
Yeah.
But them not having a first-rounder this year really screws this up.
When we come back, college football playoff. We got to get into it. We got some sound from Gary Barta that is interesting. We will get to that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live from Wildcat Golf Club here in just south of NRG. Perfect. If you're looking, you guys are looking for a place to play. The other side is open. We've got one side. The other side is open. If you're looking for a great time today or whenever, the weather is perfect. People, get on out here and play. Come see my great friends over here at Wildcat Golf Club. The course is in great shape, and come see the new patio where you can eat outside. Bianca'll take care of you outside. All right? All right? Right, Bianca? She's going to make sure that everybody gets their food and drink on. You can smoke cigars out there. Can't be any better. All right, now I'm talking about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. That can't be any better either. I drove my Expedition up here. I love my Expedition. I've got my Expedition exactly where I wanted it. I got it at the price that I had to have it. First thing that they asked me, where do your payments have to be? Because we don't want you choking on them. We don't want this to be, it's a car. This is not a house where, this is a car, so you got to be comfortable in where your payments are. And it can't be better. And I got the vehicle that I wanted. But right now, you can customize it perfectly to whatever you want. I took the package that they had on the lot. That was fine. That was great. I love it. But I probably wouldn't have got all the stuff that they had in it because I didn't have to. I didn't need it all. Now you can get exactly the vehicle that you want at the price that you want it at with no dealer add-ons, period, exclamation point. You get the car you want with everything you want in it, not what the dealer wants you to take so they can make more money because that's not what they do at Chastang Ford. You can do it all online at ChastangFord.com or you can go into the dealership and see the great people there, the wonderful people there, and you can do the deal right there. And you can see and touch and feel the cars that are out there and see what's perfect for you. It's all at Chastang Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Oh, did Daniel want to get in here? Is he still there? He wants to talk. He hung up. Wanted to talk about that Russell Wilson thing. If anybody wants to get in and weigh in, you're more than welcome. Anybody wants to weigh in on the college football playoff, you can get in here.
It's a done deal. Well, it's not a done deal. For this week, it is. As expected. So here's how it plays out, John. Georgia 1, Michigan 2. If Michigan loses, they are not going to stay in the top four.
No.
But there could be doomsday scenarios, and here's what it would be. Oklahoma State loses to Baylor. Michigan loses to Iowa. See, if Michigan lost to Wisconsin, it would have mattered, like it would have helped their cause. Losing to Iowa is tougher.
They lose the Big Ten championship. They're out. I don't care who it is.
They're probably a 7-point favorite against Wisconsin. They're a 10.5-point favorite against Iowa.
They're out. Either way, they're out.
Yeah. Would Ohio State have jumped back ahead of them?
Ohio State.
Would Notre Dame without Brian Kelly? Like, I think it would have been interesting doomsday scenario. They're not losing to Iowa. They're just not. They might come out a little flat, but they're not going to lose to Iowa. So Georgia's won. If Georgia loses to Alabama, they are still in. We both agree
yes.
that, right? Okay. Georgia's isn't going to be in the college football playoffs. They're number one. Michigan needs to win to be in. Alabama will be out if they lose. From the number three hole, they are not staying in. They're not going to stay in unless Cincinnati loses, unless Houston wins, Baylor wins, and maybe Notre Dame is punished for Brian Kelly leaving.
I don't think they'd take a two-loss Alabama team that just lost again over Notre Dame. Notre Dame would get in.
But they just lost to Georgia, though. If it's a good loss, I think they do have a chance. I think how they lose might matter.
Yeah, no.
But then I would put Ohio State ahead of Alabama personally. I understand that's a two-loss Ohio State team. I just think they're better than Alabama. I think they got beat by a good. I think they.
I'll tell you what's scary right now.
What?
Buddy keeps track of this, and you know.
Since he's in some trouble.
Guess who is a dominant betting favorite right now with the public?
Who?
Georgia. Georgia is 80% to 90% of the cash and the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad thing. For the rest of college football, because Alabama, that means Alabama is getting there.
Alabama's not even going to be close. They're going to get crushed.
Okay, was the last time? Well, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you got Alabama plus 7 points?
When was the last time you watched a Bama game this year?
I've watched a few. Yeah.
What'd you think?
What are your
thoughts on Bill O'Brien's offense?
I think their potential is great.
Have you seen
Georgia? I don't think they've played great.
Georgia's front is dominant. I mean, dominant. I don't see how Alabama moves the football. I really don't. Bryce Young is hanging on to it too long. They can't run the ball.
He's got Brian Robinson.
They can't run the ball. Brian Robinson's beat up.
Yeah, but
he's not healthy.
He's still Brian
Robinson. The offensive line hasn't played
that
well.
That dude is going to be a great pro running back.
I love Brian Robinson.
Yeah.
I think he is so undervalued and underutilized there over the last 2 years. He runs so hard. He is so physical.
I just don't see how you give Alabama 7 points. I just don't.
I don't see how Alabama scores. Like, Alabama covers if their defense plays really well. And I don't know that Georgia's a great offensive team. I mean, they're hanging a high number. Other than that Clemson game.
Stenson Bennett? You're telling me Alabama can't take care of business against Stenson Bennett?
No. Who's taking care of business against Georgia?
Well,
Georgia's putting a lot of
points on
Clemson's
defense
now.
Took care of Georgia.
That was literally September 2nd.
Yeah.
I don't care about what happened on September 2nd.
Well,
let's deal with what's going on right now where everyone's healthy and how are they playing now.
That might have been JT Daniels, too.
It was JT Daniels. Yeah. It wasn't Stetson Bennett. Well, they've actually played better with Bennett. That is a team that's putting high numbers on a lot of teams. People can't score on them. They just can't score on them. I don't know how Alabama scores. The only way they cover is if this game's in a total – the points are in the 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way they cover.
Well, and that's a good possibility,
But Bill O'Brien is the only coach that I have ever seen, no jokes intended here, who went to Alabama and didn't rehab his coaching.
And regressed.
It seems almost impossible that you could have the Heisman favorite. Right now, Bryce Young's the Heisman favorite. How do you have the Heisman favorite and have nobody want to hire you? They tried to put his name out there for the LSU job. That wasn't true.
It was a joke.
He got leaked 2 days ago as Virginia Tech front runner. They hired somebody else, and who did they hire? They just hired somebody else. Bill O'Brien's not going there. Bill O'Brien has no. Bill O'Brien doesn't have, and I think that my guess is Nick Saban's going to be over him and want him to leave. I think Bill O'Brien is going to take a second level college football job, or try to catch on as a play caller in the NFL. I don't think Nick Saban's going to want him to stick around. I know he hasn't. We haven't seen a public spat between the two. He's actually defended Bill O'Brien in the past. Alabama fans hate Bill O'Brien. They hate Bill O'Brien.
Mm-mm.
They want him to move. They do moving truck gifts about him all the time. He's the only coach I've ever seen not be able to bolster his reputation with a stay at Alabama, and that's with a Heisman Trophy favorite at quarterback. Granted, it's not a great Heisman Trophy year, but I don't see Alabama being able to score much. Now, if Alabama's defense steps up, and I watched him yesterday in the LSU game. I watched tape on LSU's offensive linemen. Man, Bama's D-line is just not the same. They don't have the same rush. They're just not the dominant force that they once were. And you can't lose that many players every single year and just think you're going to be okay.
No. So that's not the only thing.
If you didn't know about how much money,
Ricky makes a good point. The Zebras, they're going to unleash the Zebras on Georgia on Saturday. Book it. Alabama winning would lock in 2 playoff spots for the SEC.
Who is they? Who's going
to? The SEC offices. We want 2 teams in.
So the SEC office is going to go House of Cards and get involved with a payoff
Brent
to make
Pry,
this happen.
By the way. Brent Pry
is the new coach, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
I'd rather have him than Bill O'Brien. I don't even know who Brent Pry is.
I've never heard of a Brent Pry.
If you told me Davis Mickelmaster was the new head coach, I'm like, you know what?
Mickelmaster's
a better selection than Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. But there is the Cincinnati and Oklahoma State situation.
Okay.
Cincinnati 4, Oklahoma State 5. Cincinnati beats Houston, Oklahoma State beats Baylor. Here is Gary Barta talking about Cincinnati at 4 and Oklahoma State at 5.
We talked about him, as compared to, say, Alabama, who ended up one ahead of them. Alabama had some wins against teams that the committee looked at that and decided that they were ahead of Cincinnati. On the other side of that, it was talked about with Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State now has wins against Baylor and against Oklahoma, another rivalry game. The committee was impressed with that. So it's really hard. There was a lot of discussion about it. It's hard to put a proximity closeness between 3, 4, and 5.
It'll be interesting to see. Oklahoma State wins the Big 12. Cincinnati beats Houston. Mm-hmm. Which win is better, and who goes to the?
Well, maybe if, the Baylor win is better. One team's nine, and one team's.
That's if Alabama beats Georgia, because there's a spot opens up if Alabama's out. There's a spot opens up for Oklahoma State. But if not, if Alabama beats Georgia, Michigan wins. Now we got to see who's going to be that fourth team. Oklahoma State could fly them.
If things go according to Hoyle, 1 and 2 stay the same, 3 bumps out. Cincinnati, in theory, moves up.
To three.
Oklahoma State to four. That's a nightmare scenario for college football. I don't know. That's a nightmare scenario for college football fans who want to see the best teams and headline teams.
They deserve to be there.
I think it's not great. Yeah, exactly. I think that's ultimately what needs to happen. It shouldn't be about the TV ratings. Well, how many of you get paid off of TV ratings? No. Oh, that's right, 0 of you. So why are you worried about the TV's money?
No. But I want to see good games. Oklahoma State and Georgia, is that going to be a good game? Maybe Oklahoma State.
I don't want to see Oklahoma State, but if they deserve it.
Passes them, and they go into 3 spots, Cincinnati, Georgia, Oklahoma State, Michigan. And, you know what? That wouldn't be bad.
Wait, say it again.
Cincinnati, Georgia, and then Michigan and Oklahoma State. Michigan, Oklahoma State would be a good
football
game.
As a college football fan, Cincinnati and Oklahoma State in a Final Four is my least favorite. I'm not saying they're not deserving. I'm just saying that's my least favorite games to watch. From a deserving standpoint, you know, I think that the selection committee, is there any chance if Houston takes it to Cincinnati, would Ohio State, in a close win against Houston, would Ohio State have a chance to jump if Alabama loses and if Oklahoma State loses?
No. I don't know. Two lost Ohio State. I don't know. We'll
Ohio
see.
State jumps ahead of Notre Dame.
We got Aaron Taylor joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But we're going to talk about Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats. Here's something about this.
He's the metal.
The dude has been there forever. The dude is awesome. His dad was there before him. They've gone through a fire. They still have survived. Not only survived, but thrived. Their business is bigger and better than ever because it's what they – you don't stay in business this long in one spot unless you do it right. He's got people that have been coming to him for years and decades that have been going to Pete's Fine Meats for the best in meat. When you go there, you're going to see Michael is right there behind the counter. He'll actually be – what can I help you with? How can I do it? He is so unbelievable.
He's the guy.
He is. He's the man. And he's got all kinds of wonderful people that are working for him. But here's the deal. He's got a great product. All of the meat there is prime, is perfect. He's got Kobe. He's got Wagyu. He's got everything you could possibly want. Listen, you're looking for the best in meats. Don't get it at the grocery store. Get it from Pete. Get it from Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats.
Richmond and Chimney Rock, stop in. And for your holiday season, make sure that you're ordering your beef tenderloin, your prime rib, whatever it is that you want, your ham, they will have it for you. And for you hunters, they do all the processing right there at their location. It's Pete's Fine Meats, Richmond and Chinning Rock, Pete's Fine Meats. You can now find them on Twitter.
ESPN 97.5.